Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're here this week, Friday, to wrap up the week. I've had a good one just chewing on God's Word this whole week. It's been so good. John's Gospel, understanding as well the great call that we have. There's so much the Lord has given to us. And what we need now more than anything, friends, in this life of the church, in this historic moment, is for us to receive everything that the Lord wants to give us, that He desires to give us to strengthen us, because literally He's giving us all power and all the grace we need to thrive spiritually in any and every circumstance of life, no matter how difficult it is, because He's conquered it all. So we can even say as Catholics, if you're listening and you're very sick, maybe you're a stage 4 cancer and you're listening to this radio program today, and it's a difficult battle. You're facing the final battle and you're experiencing pain and sadness, and you'd love to be healthier, and Lord bless you. Just pray right now, the Lord bless you and heal you if that's His will. But even that situation, one in which no one wants to experience, Christ is bigger than it all. Why? Because you were made for more than this world. Every one of us has. There's nothing in this world that will give us ultimate satisfaction and sense of completion. That only comes from passing from this world and entering into the life that belongs to Christ, that God the Father from all eternity planned that we would enter into. And so even the very suffering, which is so hard and so painful and seemingly so meaningless and so full of shadows and difficulty, that can become an enormous moment of grace, of deep union and profound purpose, and maybe the most profound purpose of being able to unite that suffering with the cross of Christ for the sake of the salvation of the world, for the sake of the salvation of your children and family. It's part of the mystery of the church and who she is. And so it's so important for us, friends, to live in that faith vision of reality so we know where to step, what to lean into, where to go, how to go forward, and receiving and living in all the Lord wants to give to us so we can become fruitful vines. Even though, what does St. Paul say, even though our body is wasting away, we're waiting. We're about to enter into an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. We're going to be clothed in glory. The glory of this life fades. The glory of my life fades, right? Think of all the world-class athletes who we see at the height of their competition in the Olympics or in, you know, the Super Bowl or something like that. And you see them, you think, wow, look at just the amazing gifts they have and the amazing energy, whatever it is. But it all fades away. It all fades away. The glory of this world passes. And we're made for glory. Not the glory that this world gives, but the glory of heaven. And so this weekend, friends, we're going to be celebrating the church, one of the great holy days of the year, the Assumption of Our Lady. And so many of the things that we've been talking about this weekend, kind of every week, are beautifully manifested in the life of Our Lady. She's the quintessential disciple. She's the first disciple. I mean, she's the mother of our Lord, right? And she, by virtue of that, she's our mother as well. And we celebrate the fact that she was assumed body and soul into heaven, taken up. Taken up by her own power? No. Taken up by God's power, taken up by her son's power and the victory of his life. She's the one, can you imagine? Jesus fulfilling the command, the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. The woman who gave him his earthly life and whose blood flowed through his veins, he raised her up and he clothed her in glory. And guess what? Every one of us, every disciple, is destined to be clothed in the glory that belongs to Jesus. But there's a uniqueness to her discipleship. I just want to look at aspects of it as it's described as we celebrate this weekend in the Catechism. Paragraph 963 of the Catechism says, since the Virgin Mary's role in the mystery of Christ and the Spirit has been treated, it is fitting now to consider her place in the mystery of the Church. The Virgin Mary is acknowledged and honored as being truly the mother of God and of the Redeemer. She is clearly the mother of the members of Christ. So what I just said, she's not the mother of God the Father. She's not the originator of God. God is eternally begotten. Mary's a creature. But she's the mother, and why she has the title Mother of God is the one to whom she gave birth, Jesus, immaculately conceived in her womb. He truly is the second person of the Trinity. She's not the source of his divinity. She's the source of his, she's the instrument through which, she's the yes of, she's the person that the Father chose to be the instrument through which Jesus would take on human flesh, sharing in Mary's flesh, human flesh, because Jesus's destiny was to deal with whatever's destroying human flesh and to be able to make it possible for human flesh to enter into the glory of God the Father. The paragraph goes on and says, she is clearly the mother of the members of Christ, because we're all members of the body of Christ, right? Since she has her charity joined in bringing about the birth of believers in the church who are members of its head, Mary, mother of Christ, mother of the church. And it says here, paragraph 964, Mary's role in the church is inseparable from her union with Christ, and it flows directly from it. So every grace and unique grace maybe that Mary has, it all flows from her Son. Paragraph goes on. This union of the mother with Son in the work of salvation is made manifest from the time of Christ's virginal conception up to his death. It is made manifest above all at the hour of his passion, when Our Lady was there at the foot of the cross, and his side was pierced and her heart was pierced. I often think of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the unity, the astounding love. It's partly what Jesus is magnifying, his own mother. 965, it says, after her Son's ascension, Jesus ascended under his own power, the power of God, Mary aided the beginnings of the church by her prayers in her association with the apostles and several women. We also see Mary by her prayers imploring the gift of the Holy Spirit, who had already overshadowed her in the Annunciation. 966 now is where it talks specifically about the Assumption of Our Lady. Finally, the Immaculate Virgin preserved free from the stain of all original sin. When the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up body and soul into heavenly glory, and exalted by the Lord as queen over all things, so that she might be the more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of lords and conqueror of sin and death. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians. So Mary has a unique role in the history of salvation, in the outworking of God's plan by God's choice. And it's such an important reflection for us to consider who he chose. A humble, pure, young woman, very young, no power in this world, no money in this world, no political force, no great brand, no media adulation. She was a humble, holy soul who participated in God's action in her life, saying yes right from the moment that at the Annunciation, the angel of the Lord declared unto her that she would conceive. And she said, be it done unto me according to thy word. That's the model of discipleship. We've been talking this whole week, friends, off and on about that Jesus is teaching in John's gospel about the coming of the Spirit, what he's leading us into, the amazing grand landscape of his vision and the reality he's made for us, that he's preparing a place for us. And Mary says to us, follow me as I follow my Son. Be it done unto me, Lord, this plan that you're unfolding, these words you're speaking to us, Lord, in the scripture, be it done unto me. Exactly according to your word, Lord, I embrace it. Paragraph 966 goes on. It says, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection. Again, just repeating, and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians. So we're going where Mary is, And she's praying and interceding for us. All the saints in heaven are interceding for us. She's leading that intercession. By her complete adherence to the Father's will, to his Son's redemptive work, and to every prompting of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary is the Church's model of faith and charity. Thus, she is the preeminent and wholly unique member of the Church. Indeed, she is the exemplary realization of what the Church is meant to be. This is what a creature can become who's radically committed and surrendered to God. Paragraph 970. Mary's function as Mother of Men in no way obscures or diminishes this unique mediation of Christ, but rather shows its power. But the Blessed Virgin's salutary influence on men flows forth from the superabundance of the merits of Christ. So all that flows from Mary's intercession and her role that the Lord gives and her coming in Fatima and places like this, being the prophet and evangelist of our time, it all flows from the merits of her Son. It's all the Lord. Like when she came to the children of Fatima, I just love that she said, basically, my Son sent me to help prepare you for something he's calling you to do. Jesus is Lord. The Catholic Church is not saying that Mary is equal to Jesus, that she somehow is divine, that she somehow is the Savior of the world along with Jesus. Every person, only in an analogous way, she does it in a unique way. But creatures can participate. We can participate. Our prayers, our sacrifices, the deeds of love done for God, in God, by the power of God, our yes to God, through our suffering and our acts of love, you name it. We participate in the saving work of Jesus. She does it in a unique way, but as a creature, with the merits of the grace of Christ that Christ bestows on her, is what the Catechism is trying to say. All of this that God works through rests on Jesus's mediation. It depends entirely on Jesus's mediation of grace to her and draws all its power from the grace that Jesus gives to her. So it's important for us to see, both be amazed at, and just the wonder of what God has done in Our Lady, and to honor that and to celebrate that. But at the same time, not to get confused and to act like somehow it originates in her. Because it doesn't. It doesn't originate in a creature. It's supernatural. It originates in God. No creature could ever be counted along with the incarnate Word and Redeemer. But just as the priesthood of Christ is shared in various ways, both by his ministers and by the faithful, and as the one goodness of God radiated in different ways among the creatures, so also the unique mediation of the Redeemer does not exclude, but rather gives rise to, a manifold cooperation, which is but a sharing in this one source. So there's one source of salvation. It's God. And it comes through fully through the Son of God, who with the Father pours out the Spirit. This is the source, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All creatures who turn to God are caught up in this work of God that flows from God. And then the Lord allows his grace to flow through us. And it flows through Mary in a way that's designed by the Father and the Son. And she continues to say yes. And I love the three things that Mary says in the scripture so strong. Be it done unto me according to thy word. My soul magnifies the Lord and the greatness of what he's doing in me. And do whatever he tells you to do. Now that's good wisdom for all disciples. And if we listen to that, we're going to end up in sharing the glory of God that Our Lady possesses in the Lord with such power. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.